I think at the press conference you said you very, you saw the National Theatres, theater version, you're very inspired. And also, you know that last scene of the theater version, and will the character and your character kiss, yeah? Do you know that? So, and how about in this movies, any such a romantic scene?
No, near future.
I don't know. Well, they haven't written them yet, and so you don't know what's going to come out. But I'll be alright.
You've got such a beautiful name. Who invented that name?
My mum told me.
So what's her memories, or how did she come up with that?
Well, she wanted a place name, which like was new and hadn't been used before. She didn't want a parent or something. She wanted something original.
Your clothes, my clothes, something.
Well, no, she didn't want a place name that had been used before, and so she thought the place would be right. And also, she lived with American Indians when she was younger. Also, then Blue was like she wanted the colour which went with her.
Very nice name.
They say that you're the star of this movie. I haven't seen the movie before, so you're the star of this movie with all these big other well-known names. Is that a lot of pressure on you to carry a huge film like this?
It was quite scary at first because I was like, oh god, they're really big people and they're just, going to think, oh no, why am I here? But they all really loved it.
What do you think of it? Nicole Kidman is your mother as well, right? So she's very beautiful lady. So that's what is it like to work together with her? And she's very. And what is it like off screen, off camera? What was it like?
Oh, she's really nice. She helped me a lot. Watching her kind of inspired me. It was really good to act with people who had, really knew what they were doing.
Did you a fan of the books, are you?
Mum had read them to me when I was about 9, maybe 8.
Was that right?
And then we saw the play in the National Theatre, and since then I just really wanted to.
How old are you now?
13.
In the tip this morning, one of the things you said is, nobody can make me a lady. Was this part of the appeal that you were right? You went out and thought you weren't going to have to be a stuck-up girl?
I don't know. Lyra doesn't like to be, she doesn't like to be labeled, kind of. But she doesn't want to be told that she's good or anything, just because, she doesn't like it. It's not who she is. She likes to be a rebel. And I find that sometimes. I don't know. It's
what was it like to meet Philip Pullman? Did he offer any insights into Lara's character?
We did, before I shot a scene, if he was on set, then we would talk about it. And I asked him questions about just things that had kind of popped into my mind while I was...
Before this movie, did you do any acting in school or something like that?
I did school plays and there was an amateur theatre group, which was just like a fun thing.
Do you see yourself acting after this one?
I want to. I don't want to do acting as a full-time job, but I do I want to do acting, but then have a job as well.
At the conference, Daniel said, this is a growing story of Lyra. So that, what about yourself after, before and after this, film? You change a lot? Do you think you're a little bit grown up?
I have changed. It's a bit, it's hard to say how. I do think I've kind of grown up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about your friends? Is because you've got such a big, you know, role, and many, many friends have read this book too. So they say something nicely to you.
Well, we read the book in school as a class project in like the school that I've gone to. But yeah, no, my friend, most of my friends that I have outside of school, they haven't read it. Like their parents have read it, so they kind of know what it's about, but they still think it's really cool.
Did you see the James Bond movies before you did this film? Daniel Craig, I mean.
I only saw Casino Royale. Yeah. That was, like, I haven't seen any of the others.
So you knew who, I mean, this is before you were in this film, you'd seen Anna's James
Bond? No, because it only came out, like, halfway through the film, and I'd already been acting with Daniel for, you know, a little bit before we seen it.
Did that change your impression of him at all?
It didn't really change my impression of him, but it did kind of, you know, it showed me that, you know, he was really good. it was quite cool to see him playing a different role.
What do you think about, you know, you might become, because if the film is very successful, which it probably will, that you might become as famous as Daniel Radcliffe or rather Emma Watson. Or, is that something you've already given some thought?
I have thought about it, but you never really know what's going to happen. So.
Is it something you would like or that you're afraid of?
Both.
That's a great
spot. I mean, everything's kind of exciting and it's all good, but you know, you don't know what's going to happen, and so it's all like, you don't know kind of what's to come.
What about your impression of today's conference? But you speak properly, you're very professional, but, and this junkie is very surprised. So, somebody give you advice how to speak to the people, or what was your impression today?
Today was like the first time
wow.
That I've ever done anything like that, and it was really scary. it was quite fun, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Really? Did you go last year or
huh?
Why?
No, I thought it was better than I had expected, because I thought it would be like really scary.
It's your first time in camp?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
It's cool.
Kind of crazy?
We're not last, they were just a lot.
And if you are a lead in this movie, you know, everybody cares for you. Is Dakota fine? Is she hungry? Is she this and that and that? So you're always in the center of attention. Now when you go back to school, you have to be one of them again. Is it difficult?
Well, to be honest, we didn't ask. We tried not to be centre of attention as much as possible while we were on set. So it's like, we tried not to ask for like any special treatment or anything.
When you say we, you
me and my mum.
You're your mum. Your family has always been supportive of you all this process.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a half sister, but she doesn't play with me. So
she's not an actress. She wanted to be an actress as well. Oh.
Is there any acting done for your parents?
My granddad did a bit of acting, but it's mainly a musical history in my family.
So you don't sing and play instruments?
I don't play instruments, personally. I did try, but it always went wrong.
Can you tell us a little bit about how?
What do you mean?
Oh, like singing. Yeah, I think one of my great grandmothers or aunts or something is like an opera singer, or a famous opera singer.
Oh, really? Do you know the name? I will check.
Can you tell us a little bit about how, when you were shooting the movie, and you had to go to school too, how did that go? From when to when were you on set?
I had a private tutor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I wasn't like going to a proper school, but I only had like tutoring in half an hour bursts. So you go from set, and then while they were like changing the camera position or setting up for a new scene, then you'd go to school, and it could have been like you could go to school for anything between half an hour to like 5 hours. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was quite hard sometimes to concentrate, but I think I've actually improved academically from like being private tutor.
Really? Better than at school?
Well, I think it just helped me a little.
And for how many months of shooting was there for you?
There was 6 months of shooting, but there was about 8 months if you include all the like rehearsal time and costume fittings and lighting tests.
Have you seen the movie yet, the finished movie?
No. It's not completely finished.
What have you seen and how much have you seen?
Well, I've seen bits of it from when I was doing like ADR and stuff.
And is it what you expected it to? Does it look like you thought it would?
Yeah, kind of. But there were some really cringy bits because it's just like, me. And, you know, it's the first time I've really seen myself in that position. And it's quite cool as well because it's like, you remember when you were filming that and then things that happened in that day.
Yeah. Do you think that you people of your age, like your classmates, are this kind of movie that's going to appeal to that age group?
Yeah, I think so, because we read the book in school.
Oh,
I
good,
think
yeah.
Well, not everybody read it, but I think they'll kind of think it's quite cool. And yeah, my friends also say this one.
Because is there any star, any actor that you would love to meet in camp? There's so many out here.
I would like to meet Christian Bale.
Why?
Because he is the lead in my house of the castle, which is my favourite movie. And yeah, I don't know. I'd also like to meet actors who are kind of my age as well, or who had acted when they were my age, because I think it would be cool to have.
What do you think with your character in the films? She's someone who doesn't want to be told what she has to think and what she has to do. Are you that kind of person, or are you just fascinated by it?
I'm like her in quite a few ways. I like to think that I'm kind of brave, and I stand up for myself and for what I think is right and stuff. But also, like, depending on who it is and like what they're asking, then like, I don't like to be told what to do.
Do you think you're much of a tomboy like Lyra? Yesterday,
I don't know. Some of the things I do, slightly. I wear Hello Kitty tights, pink Hello Kitty tights. But you know, I am quite girly in a lot of ways, but I'm not like I don't kind of label myself because I don't believe people should be labeled because it's just like.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good guy, man. We need some
cover. See, the last one is five.